not that it's getting harder every year, but I suppose it's we're trying to find projects every year that we haven't done before. Mm-hmm. So there has to be two things, I think, in a room to improve project. First of all, the people have to be good characters, and they have to be able to articulate how they feel. But that's not that difficult.
Yes.
But I think it has to be. For me, it's always been about the project. Like, I'll walk into somewhere and the producer's, don't like this, and I'll walk in and I'll see something, no, this is brilliant. So for me, there has to be a great project behind it. But it can be anything. Mm-hmm. It can be big, it can be small.
Yeah.
It can be, sometimes it's, like we did one last year and everybody thought, there's not much in this project. It's really just a garage conversion. But it was the graffiti wall one. I don't know if you saw that.
I saw them all.
I loved that project. So sometimes it's the tiniest little projects can be the best and most interesting.
Do you like the quirky ones?
I like the ones that are a challenge, that put me out beyond my comfort zone. Yeah. When people say, I can't see what you do here, they're the ones. Like, my favourite one of all time was a warehouse in Dunleary. We converted that into a house and everybody stood at what? Yeah. But that was because anything that kind of slightly challenges you and it's like Sudoku or something like that.
I know
when you get to the point, then you just have it solved.
That's a great feeling.
I get that feeling when I get a project like that you've worked at it and worked at it and worked at it. And sometimes the ones that you think are going to be really easy are the ones that you don't spend as much time at. Like, when you get a really difficult project, I'll be working on it from the moment I see it. I'll be in the car and I'll be sketching. And then there's an easy one. And then suddenly you think, right, a couple of hours and I'll have that solved. And then you don't.
It's funny. You describing houses and the show I'm thinking in my head, how can I relate to this? I feel that the TV show feels very much the same. You know, so I like it. You like a challenge when the breaks are cut and you don't know what's happening.
Yeah.
That's the more fun.
Yeah.
And then what you think might be a straightforward interview
Tom Cruise is coming in.
You think,
too easy.
Boom. It is amazing. What bores you? What class of, not that a project, but when you see a house and you go, I don't really want to do that. It's just boring.
That's a really good question.
No, but you know what I mean? I'm not asking you to single a type of, you know, somebody. I don't want you to embarrass anyone, but I'm just if the producers come to you and you
somebody
say
who wants who just wants me to kind of interior design, somebody who's only interested in changing up the colours, or I want to kind of move walls and make a difference. Like, I'm about light and I'm about space and I'm about all of these things, but I think somebody who just wants to dicky up their home a little bit, I'm not that bothered with that. But so there has to be a bit of a change. There has to be significant. The house has to be kind of getting you down. It has to be weighing you down. And then I like last year, and everybody talks about this. And I watched the Late Late Show last Friday night, and I saw Daniel on, and there's my face again.
But it was a great program, and you know, people love that show. People watch it, nearly a million
and
people.
The
watch
reason
that, show.
That I was drawn to that project so much, because the producers and everything were all heading up to meet Magella. Daniel was away on tour, and they were there. They were beside themselves with the excitement that Daniel and Magella were going to be on the show. And I said, hold on a second, guys. It's not a done deal yet. If there's no project if Magella just wants me to move cushions from one side of the room to the other, I'm not doing it. And they were there. We'll see. And so we're all on a plane flying up to Donegal. But as soon as Magella showed me around the house and the house was grand. It was fine. But there was no... And then...
They're terrible words.
Fine.
And
grand.
And you didn't think much of the house.
No.
No soul.
No soul. And then Magella showed me, she opened up her phone and she was showing me pictures of a little house that she has in Oley Island. She showed me that and her eyes lit up, I said, right, here's the challenge. Here's the hook. I have got to get her eyes to light up about her own house in the same way that she did about Oey. So what was it about Daniel and Magella? What... enlightened there. So that was actually quite a difficult project because they had everything. They had enough rooms. Didn't have enough en-suites. But they don't go there. I'm just back from Sweden, actually. We were filming in Sweden all last week and they don't do en-suites. They just do one main bathroom.
And so everyone goes.
And everybody just uses it. They don't do waste.
But he even mentioned, Daniel even said, and he said it before on Friday night, about how when he was a kid, he had to go across the road
to the toilet.
I mean, there's a psychologist or psychiatrist somewhere watching that going, he's got toilet issues. I don't mean that in a rude way, but just, you know, the way when you think, I'll never go poor again, I will never need to go across the road to the toilet again.
I think everybody does that, and it's kind of down to, and it can be positive memories as well. It's not just negative ones of standing freezing on the side of the road hoping that this is your turn in the toilet, but it can also be, like, I've had some really strange requests. Aga cookers are the big one. Everybody remembers their granny's house or their mother's house with an Aga cooker. I had a woman once ask me to put one in her sitting room instead of a fireplace. She says, I'll put the couch here and I'll put the TV here and then I'll put the stove here. I said, stove? Yeah, like for cooking. in the sitting room. But it was her association and that memory with the Aga cooker, and she wanted to put it in the sitting room. It's like the good room. You know, people have this memory of Christmas Day at home when they were children, and you went into the good dining room and you had all the good plates came out, you know, the Wedgwood all of that came out.
Sure.
And people still have that memory, and they do try to build it into their own homes, even though they've moved on.